Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Everything operates off of a seed. You aren't going to experience the miraculous power of God if you don't take a seed. And this is a book full of seeds. Every one of these things is a seed that will counter the negativism that's in this world. It'll counter the doubt and the unbelief. When you get to where you know this better than you know the news broadcast and better than you know the sports score and who's ahead in this and that and all of these kind of things, when you get to where the Word of God dominates your life, it will give you the ability to reject all of this unbelief and negativism of the world. And it'll build you up and it'll give you faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, again, I believe I'm speaking to the cream of the crop. This is Friday night, New Year's Day. What kind of a person would come out to a hotel on New Year's Day to hear a hick from Texas? You're a fanatic. You're a certifiable fanatic. Amen. Or you were drugged here by a fanatic. So you're the cream of the crop. And yet I can guarantee you that the majority of people sitting right here in this room do not meditate in the Word day and night. And yet you are wanting your way to be prosperous. You're wanting to have good success. You're wanting to be healed. And yet you haven't taken the Word of God and planted it. I have people come to me. I've asked some people this week. I said, so what are you standing on? What are you believing for your healing? And it just kind of takes them by surprise. Well, I believe God can heal. I said, what scripture do you have? And they can't even mention a scripture. They haven't got a scripture that they've been standing on. They haven't planted the Word in their heart. They're wanting a crop, but they didn't plant any seed. This is not rocket science. This is really simple. And yet most people don't look at the kingdom as being this simple. They think, oh no, you got to pray and you intercede and you get a prayer chain going. And it's all of these hard things that we do to get God to move. It's as simple as if you're sick, take the Word of God. It says that God's Word is health unto all of your flesh and life to them that find it. Out of Proverbs chapter 4, around verse 20, it says in Psalms 100 and... 7, or I forget where it is. I can find it. 107 verse 20. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. The Word of God is health to you. It'll bring health to you. If you're sick, take the Word of God and find some scriptures and meditate on it. And you know what? As you study these scriptures, all of a sudden, it's like one will just explode on the inside of you. And you'll think, man, this is it. God spoke to me. You can take Psalms 118. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And as you're going through these scriptures, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, that one's for you. You are not going to die. And all of a sudden faith rises up and you overcome sickness and disease because you've taken the Word of God and stood on it. And yet how many people are wanting this result? They're wanting healing. And yet you say, what scripture are you standing on? I think somewhere, I'm not sure if it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it says something about by His stripes we're healed. You know what? If that's as intimate as you've gotten with the Word, you aren't pregnant yet. You got to be a little bit more acquainted with the Word than that. You've got to get it in your heart. You got to meditate in the Word day and night, and then you will make your way prosperous. Notice it says you will. It didn't say you might. It says you will. And it says you will make your way prosperous. Most people have the impression of, oh God, I just am trusting you. Oh God, move. Oh God, touch me. Oh God, set my finances free. Oh God, take discouragement away from me. Oh God, get rid of this problem in my life. God's not going to do that. He gave you the power. He gave you the authority. He put the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You have to stand up and you have to speak it and you have to release this. When you meditate in the Word day and night, the Word rises up on the inside of you and then you make your way prosperous. It's God's power. I'm not saying that you can do this on your own. It's God's power, but it's in you and it's at your disposal, and it's not going to manifest and show itself until you begin to start taking a stand and do something. Boy, this is simple what I'm saying, and yet this is just totally contrary to what most people's experience is. If you are going to be positive in a negative world, you are going to have to get to where you love the Word of God, to where you know the Word of God better than you know what the news says. And I know that we've developed an addiction to the news. You get up in the morning and turn it on to find out what's happening, just in case you miss some terrible rape or murder over the night. You want to find out immediately everything that's going on. Did you know, really, there are some things that you need to know, but if we go to war or something, you'll hear about it. And then you can turn on the television and find out the details. If something really big happens, you'll hear about it. It's not a big deal. You do not have to be plugged into the world 24 hours a day hearing every rotten thing that is going on, every bad news. It's just not that important. You need to get to where you are that addicted to the Word of God, to where, man, you get up and you just can't wait to get into the Word of God and learn something else and take a seed and plant it in your heart. And we need to get to where we're addicted to the Word of God. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that says, "The Lord will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him because he trusts in him." You know how you keep your mind stayed on the Word of God? Here's how I do it. I study the Word of God. I honestly don't know how to keep my mind. I guess I use music too. Like I've mentioned, I've listened to Charlie and Jill's music. I've sung their songs more than they have. The scripture says, "Speak unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord," in Ephesians chapter 5. And so that is one way. But see, it's because the Word is in their song, and I use these things and I speak to myself. But the dominant way that I keep my mind stayed on the Lord is through the Word of God. When I study the Word of God, and you can study the Word of God carnally to where it doesn't minister to you. The Bible isn't written to your head. It's written to your heart. Now, it makes perfect sense, but it's written to your heart. You receive it from your heart, not through your head. And if you just read the Bible with a critical eye, you could be like the Pharisees that went to Jesus' meeting and they stood there and watched to see if he was going to heal this leper. They were expecting a miracle, but they were expecting it so that they could criticize him and come against him and have something against him. If that's your heart attitude, if you go at it with the wrong attitude, looking for problems, then it's not going to minister to you. But if you will open up your heart and say, "I believe that this is your word," and you take scriptures and you stand on it, the Lord will just make the Word of God come alive on the inside of you. Over in in Luke chapter 24, the two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, they talked to Jesus for 2 hours, and he opened up the scriptures and expounded in the scriptures everything that was a prophecy about himself. And when he finally, when their eyes were open and they recognized who he was, he vanished out of their sight. And they said, "Didn't our hearts burn within us while we talked with him by the way?" I tell you what, that is a perfect description of what the Word of God does. When I study the Word, it just burns on the inside of me. I get excited over the Word of God. I would rather sit and study the Word of God than I'd rather do anything else. It is the most exciting thing. And I know some of you are thinking, "You're weird." Well, I think you're weird. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "The Word of God is quick." That means it's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This book is different than any other book. It's alive. It's God's Word. They are living words. And I'm telling you, if you want life in you instead of death, if you want positive instead of negative, if you want faith instead of depression and fear and unbelief, put your nose in the Word and study the Word of God and meditate in it, and you will be prosperous. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed upon Him. If you aren't in perfect peace, it's not because of the economic situation. It's not because of your hormones. It's not because of what this person has done to you. It's not because of your marital status. It's because you haven't kept your mind stayed on the Word. It's because you have had your attention diverted and you're now thinking about all of these other things. When you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, which is what the Word of God does, you will be kept in perfect peace. If you don't have perfect peace, it's because your mind isn't stayed on the Lord. No exceptions. That's tight, but it's right. Some of you think, oh, but you don't know my situation. Well, you don't know the power of the Word. There are no exceptions to this. I can make this point. I'm really wanting to go somewhere else tonight, but you aren't going to go very far in your relationship with God if you don't love the Word with all of your heart. You just aren't going to prosper. And yet there's so many Christians that they don't love the Word. They do a little Bible study where they read a devotion. You know, I got a devotion book right here. Amen. I'm not against devotions. I got 365 devotions every day with Jesus. I've got them. Amen. I'm not against devotions. But I'm telling you, if that's all you do, you might as well plan your future. Your funeral, excuse me. You might as well go ahead and buy your insurance and get ready, because you aren't going to make it. It's going to take more than a devotion. You're going to have to meditate in the Word day and night. And if that's not the way that you are, God loves you. God's not upset with you. You don't have to be in the Word day and night to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, you can get to heaven quicker if you aren't in the Word day and night.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT25 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.